Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Lily. I'm calling with Local Splash. Am I speaking with Steven?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful. Sorry to bother you. I just wanted to follow up. I understand you needed to cancel your account, I believe.
Well, I mean, if you aren't able to get me on Google, then yeah, I need to cancel. I mean, because Google wanted, you know, in Texas, you don't have to have a business license. I have a DBA with my name on it, company name, but it doesn't show an address, you know, in Houston or in Texas, you see. So I don't know how to get around that. I sent you pictures of mail that I get addressed to my address, you know, which is the address of record.
Oh, okay.
Addressed to, you know, Discount Originals of Houston. I don't know what else to provide, you know.
Okay, because I think there was a misunderstanding then, because the only thing that we have is just one document. It says Office of Stan Stanner, County Clerk, Harris County, Texas. And then it's just an acknowledgement receipt of the certificate that shows you're the owner of that business. But it doesn't provide an address, right? So do you have any, like, document? We didn't receive any mail. If you have any mail with that business name, that should do as well.
You know, I sent you a picture of it, of a letter from American Express.
Oh, I don't have that. I apologize.
Well, I threw it away. So I didn't know how to keep it.
Oh.
I mean, you know, I get them and I throw them away if I don't need it, you know.
How'd you send that in? Do you recall if it was like a text message or an email?
It was a text message.
Okay, let me check here.
Sure. You busy today?
Today here?
Are you busy today?
A little bit.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yes. I'm just looking for that photo because I want to I'm looking at the one that I mentioned earlier, but our Google contact team said that there was no other photos. Let's see.
Yeah, I said there was two different bills I got. Mail with, you know, Houston with Discount Garage Doors with my address, and I took pictures of both of them by text and sent those in. You know, so I don't know. And, of course, the DBA was also probably text message picture. So I don't know why I got that one, but didn't get the other ones. I don't know.
But the DBA, I don't see it as a DBA. It's just like a page. Most of it's blank in the center, right?
That's a DBA.
Okay, because, it doesn't show, like, the address for the business or anything like that.
The DBA in Texas, the DBA in Texas doesn't show the address. It shows my name and the name of the business. It's a 10-year, it's a 10-year certificate to operate under that name.
Yeah. Do you have anything else? Okay, I'm seeing the picture of the... But you see, you sent in a photo of it. It's just a photo of the envelope showing an address. Okay. You don't have it, like, the actual bill, not just the envelope, like the outside of the envelope? Because anybody can put the name and the address on an envelope. But they need to see, like, the actual bill, if you have any bills. But that's perfect if you still have that one from American Express.
No, because that was just advertisement trying to get me to take a business American Express. So it was address key to Discount Garage Doors of Houston with my address. And I don't need their business American Express, so I don't save it. It's just advertisement. The point being that I get this advertisement to my business name addressed to my home. So,
Yeah. So if you had, like, an actual bill, that would be perfect. But I guess
well,
it's just
my actual bill's not under my business name. I don't have a business account for it. It's just advertisement. It says that there's a database out there that these telemarketers and companies use that has my name, address, and business name on it. So if they can get that data, I don't know why no one else can, if that makes sense.
I don't know what you mean by that. I'm sorry. Because you can't just make up these documents. Like, they have to be...
What I'm saying, obviously, yes, ma'am, obviously the information's out there. Because companies like American Express, these, you know, other manufacturing companies try to get me to buy material from them, send me advertisements addressed to Discount Doors of Houston, to my address. So whether I choose to, you know, participate in business with them or not is irrelevant. My point is, obviously the data, the information's out there that they buy these mailing lists that show Discount Doors of Houston at 9258 Kempwood. That's why I received them, is because there's obviously the listener out there with my business name and address. Does that make sense? Now, whether y'all can find it, I don't know. All these other kind of businesses have no problem finding me on their mailing list. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I don't.
Okay, so you're referring to, like, Google. If you're saying, like, why can't Google see that, they don't go out there and look for information. They expect us to submit it.
No, I certainly understand that. I understand that.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying to get. We know we're just trying to get something with your business name on it. But, I mean, if you're willing to continue to try, Stephen, I would like to offer a free month of service. I know you've already invested at least two payments in this, and I would really just like to get this listing verified so that we can show you, you know, what kind of leads and traffic you're going to get from this and actually get a return on your investment. So you don't have absolutely anything else? Like, you don't have... I know you don't. You say you don't have any utility bills, any insurance documents, anything else that has the actual address.
It's funny that I just recently have thrown this stuff away. I only saved those to take pictures of it to submit it to y'all. Now, why, you know, that's not, you know, good, I don't know, you know. Obviously, I'm in someone's database for my business name and address. Oh, we get this junk mail, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they actually want to see the actual page, not just the picture of
it. Yeah, well, next one I get, I'll open it up and take a picture of it, you know, in its entirety, you know. But I don't have one now, unfortunately.
Okay.
So... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, there wasn't, like, so there's no other pages attached to that DBA that you sent in? Like, there's no other pages showing any other additional information that we can submit to Google? Because it looks like it was more than one page of this document, right?
Let me pull my DBA out real quick.
Okay.
Let me look at it. Let me find it. Files here. Where's it at? Sorry for the delay. I've got to figure which files it's in. Where's the DBA then? why it's not right here. It's unusual, but I don't see it right now. Which normally I don't see it, so this someone's doing it for a different reason. It's annoying, isn't it? It's showing for the delay. Where's the DBA files? This is I don't know where it's at. I don't know why I don't know where it's at. So it was right here in file. I don't see it. I know that being very helpful. I told you I'm showing you that, but it wasn't very good at any of this, you know. But I don't see it right now.
No, okay.
Which
well,
is
I mean,
unusual because it's usually
yeah.
right here.
Yeah.
But it's not. So, I gotta find it. You wanna call me tomorrow? I should be able to find it. But basically, whatever you see is what Texas gives you. It gives you the individual's name. It gives you the name of the company. You know, but there's no address on it. I've been doing this for 30 years or more. You know, just we had to have a DBA. And always the same to get for 10 years. And there's no address on it. You know, why? I don't know. This Texas doesn't feel like you need one on there. I don't know. You know?
Okay. Because this one, yeah, because it looks like this thing is mentioning that there's another, like there's a certificate for your, you know, for your business being under operation with the name of Discount Garage Doors. So you might have another document somewhere showing that. Usually it shows, like, more information. I know that this has a registration number at the top.
I found the file just a minute. So what does it show? It has Discount Garage Doors. It's notarized with the stamp. There's no address on it. Even on my other company, there's no address on it either. So I don't know what to... I don't know how to change that, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you want to take your time to look for anything or that document you're looking for, I can I can apply that free month of service to your account, and then I can reactivate it, and we won't charge you this month, and then I'll follow up with you tomorrow, and I'm hoping that you'll have something. And in the meantime, I can ask our Google contact team just in case there's other options for us. But yeah, I would really like to get this done because we're right around the corner from getting you verified here, Stephen.
Yeah, I understand this. I don't know if we're going to do it or not. But okay, so I'll take the 3 months. I should have opened that letter so I could take a picture of maybe, you know, the offer, you know, what they're trying to do. And it's funny, I just cleaned up my desk like this week and just get rid of stuff. And that was some of the ones I threw away. So... Call me tomorrow and see if I can find something.
Okay, I'm hoping. And if you do, feel free to just send it in a text message. I'll get it directly and I'll be able to submit it right away. Okay?
Okay, you bet.
All right, I really appreciate your time and the opportunity here, Stephen. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for your time, okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.